A professor with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine says the swine sector is placing a much greater emphasis on the strategies that will prevent the introduction of diseases onto farms. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
In light of evolving disease pressures, prevention has become a top priority. Dr. John Harding, a professor with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, notes, "We have a very complex livestock sector involving multiple sites with large air spaces, transportation of pigs great distances, and the emergence of new pathogens, antimicrobial resistance, and potential zoonotic diseases."
Biosecurity is number one, and whether that's at the herd level or the regional level or at the international level, we certainly need to always keep biosecurity in mind. For instance, keeping African swine fever out of the country is clearly a priority of the industry. At the international or the regional level, it could be keeping PED out of, you know, certain areas of the country. Or at the farm level, it could be keeping PERS out of an individual herd. Yeah, but there are other factors as well. Closely related to that is kind of location of the farm. If you want a farm that, say, PERS or mycoplasma, those diseases that may transmit by aerosol, then locating in an area where there's not a lot of neighboring pig farms will be very important. Other ways to reduce the risk, you know, would be certainly source of animals. It traditionally has been one of the main reasons why herds have broken, so whether those are gilts or boars or semen coming in, you always need to evaluate the health status of those animals and put in appropriate measures such as quarantine prior to bringing those animals in. And then once farms are infected, there's obviously management tools such as vaccination and medications that can be used to either prevent infection, but likely not, more along the lines of reducing challenge or infection pressure in individual groups of animals.
Dr. Harding says from the international scale right down to the farm scale, there's a lot of things that can be done to reduce the risk of infection. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.